Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my latest QAnon update for 8/8/2018. That is a special anniversary for me. Some of you know what that's all about. Something very cool happened to me on 8/8/08. I would normally tell you that Q posts can be found on QAnon.pub, but that is not the case today. QAnon.pub is now offline. If you go there, you'll get a 404 message. I don't know what happened. This is a list of four different websites where you can find Q posts. QAnonPosts.com is one of them. There is this one. There is QAnonMap.bitbucket.io. There is Q Posts Online. And if you like something a little more fun, this is a relatively new site. It's called QPress.org. You can go to qpress.org, and in addition to having Q posts here, you can also create your own side-by-side proof graphics if you're interested in doing that. There are some side-by-side graphics on here already. You can create your own. And there is another site that posts Q posts as well. It's called qmap.pub. It does host Q posts. It also has some other tools. It's got the president's Twitter feed here. You have a search engine, which a lot of these mirror websites have. You can just search for different terms. This one also has an optional date range that you can search for Q posts by date range. It has tags, and you can sort posts by different criteria. So, you know, you might want to explore some of the other Q websites that are out there. Harmony, Rachel just posted this morning. There is a new Q website up. It's a mirror website, QAnon.app. So there's plenty of other websites that display Q posts. I would strongly recommend just bookmarking a bunch of them because they do go down from time to time. This is the QAnon.app website, and as I said, it displays posts just like all the other sites do. So nothing to freak out about. Everything's good. My theme for this video is they all claim to be insiders. After last week's attack against Q by the mainstream media, this week conservative commentators came out of the woodwork to bash Q. I am not going to name names. If you've been on Twitter, you know who I'm talking about. Lots and lots of political pundits have come out to publicly bash Q and the people who follow Q. In May, Q began taking some criticism from people who claimed to support the president, and this was the post. Why are we being attacked by people who claim to be pro-POTUS? Do we have a face? Do we have a name? Do we use platforms where we collect followers? No. Selfless. Zero vanity. Why are we here? Why do we ask questions? The choice has always been yours. Use logic. Free information. What draws people here? Expanding exponentially? They all claim to be insiders. They all claim to have insider contacts. They do not. Patriots do not reveal classified information. Clickbait. We are a threat to profiteering. All right, I should probably go over this just a little bit. So Q and the team, one of the unique things about them is no one really knows who they are. They don't have a name. They don't have a face. They will one day, I think, we'll know who the Q team is. They don't have a way to get paid. No one knows who they are. They're not famous. They're not, you know, looking for glory, right? Why does Q ask questions? Rather than giving you straight news, straight opinion, straight information, why does Q ask questions? Q asks questions because Q wants you to go and do the research yourself. Because Q wants you to make the choice to go find the information, to know the truth for yourself. They all claim to be insiders. Most of the political pundits that I have followed over the last few years on Twitter, most of them claim to have inside sources. They claim to have people inside the DOJ or the FBI or the White House. They know people who know people. They get information. Q pointed out that if someone has a security classification, and they're a patriot, they're not going to leak information to their friends. If someone is leaking classified information, they are by definition a traitor. And a lot of this is just clickbait. They want to get clicks, they want to get money, they want to get, you know, more followers. And Q gives away information for free. Q is a threat to people who are making money. And, you know, I would say this, look at those who are attacking Q and ask yourself if they have a vested interest in opposing him. Do any of these people seem to fear becoming irrelevant if Q is proven to be the ultimate insider? Are they attacking Q out of their own insecurity? Information should flow freely without costs. We established a series of proofs for this specific reason. They're undeniable and they're unpredictable. Coincidence after coincidence. Growth is due to confirmations. Real sources communicating with the people. It was unrestricted. We're working together. So Q has constructed a series of drops that predicted events and things that only a government insider, only somebody very close to the president, would have any way to know. And those news events, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months afterward, proved that Q was the only one who had that inside information. Q set up those proofs for that specific reason, to prove to us that Q can be trusted as an insider source. And we don't have to pay Q. And Q encourages us to do our own research. We do it as a group. Together. They want to control the information. They want to harness followers, and they're about profiteering. Define media. A lot of people out there who are political pundits claim that they are not part of the media, and yet they act exactly like the media. What is the primary goal of the media? To sell. Each person in the media sells a different narrative. They have a different set of targets. They have a unique selling point. They have their insiders that give them their information. Selling makes money. Be careful who you follow. Define patriot. They want you divided. Attacks will only get worse. Q. And this was from May 11th. The information that we do collectively as a community, the Anons and Autists on the Chans and all the people on Twitter, it is available to everybody without cost. You don't have to pay for any of this. You know, I appreciate the people who support me financially, but less than 0.1% of the people who are following me are supporting me financially. And if I had zero financial support, I would still be doing this. Right now, because people are interested in Q, I'm spending 60 to 70 hours a week doing Q research. But, you know, if the people chose not to support me financially, I would still do Q. Q is an existential threat to political commentators, and they know it. I think that's why we're seeing the attacks, not just from the left, but from the people on the right. We're seeing it from conservatives because they are insecure. They fear that Q could be the real insider who would make them all look like frauds. And consider what's likely to happen if and when the president publicly affirms Q. What happens to the political pundits and their inside sources? What happens to all the people who have criticized Q? I've seen probably 6 or 7 people now in the last couple of days who have posted dreams about the president publicly affirming Q. I think we're getting close to that time. And it's going to be difficult for a lot of people when that happens. Some of the pundits who bashed Q will admit they were wrong, and they'll ask for forgiveness. But, you know, I think a lot of them, rather than accept the president legitimizing Q, they will openly denounce the president for being a conspiracy theorist. I've never claimed to be a gatekeeper for the MAGA movement, but if somebody is willing to trash the president over Q, they're probably not MAGA. Q doesn't provide a narrative. Q doesn't provide news. Q drops clues and encourages us to do our own research and then come to our own conclusions, which is why we have some people researching pedophilia. We have some people digging into JFK Jr., Some people are exploring what is in Q's trip codes. And then you have other people who are researching the FBI, the Department of Justice, sealed indictments, and other things. There's variety because Q doesn't tell us what to think. Q doesn't tell us the news. Q encourages us to do our own research, think for ourselves, research what we want to. And yes, that means that people stumble down rabbit holes and they go into dead-end tunnels and they find things that are probably not all that relevant. Doing your own research can get messy, but that is what freedom of thought brings. The other option is everyone is in lockstep thinking because the leader tells you what to think. And I've been on social media long enough to see a lot of behavior among conservative commentators that I can only describe as controlling. Whether it's on Periscope or a Twitter thread, the one with the knowledge dispenses it to their followers. If anyone disagrees, they're held up as an example of wrong thinking, and they are ridiculed and reprimanded publicly. I see that every single day on Twitter. The public ridicule of someone sends a warning to followers not to question the expert, and it solidifies the grip the expert has over their audience. Define control. Q posted two links to information that will help us better understand the release of information that's coming concerning Spygate. Q said, important to understand prior to next. And Q, and I don't know if that means next week. I'm not sure what next is, but we know that coming is going to be some declassification of the FISA application that was used on Carter Page. This is the first page of a three-page document. And basically, it provides some information about the FISA application, the surveillance against Carter Page that was used to spy on the Trump campaign. And this is the second link. It goes to a one-page summary of FISA Title I, what it is, how it's used. And if you're interested in that, you can go on Twitter and look on the Twitter thread reader. I did an extensive dive into FISA. You can also check out my video called FISA is a Foundation that is based on the FISA thread. And let's go down to this morning. President tweeted out 5 for 5. That was in reference to the elections yesterday. And of course, Q has often posted 5 by 5, which if you are in the military, particularly the Air Force, you know that means loud and clear. Just another wink. In breaking news this morning from WikiLeaks, the Senate Intelligence Committee is requesting to have Julian Assange testify before their committee. And this is in a letter delivered to the U.S. Embassy in London. They want Assange to testify about Russian interference at the election. WikiLeaks says they're considering the offer, but they have some concerns, obviously, because some of the people who are on that Senate Intelligence Committee wrote this letter demanding Julian Assange's asylum be revoked in violation of international law. One of those is Mark Warner, who is the ranking member on the Senate Intelligence Committee. So if Assange goes into that committee, he is going into a den of snakes, and he needs to be careful. So you might want to keep Julian Assange in prayer. On July 25th, Q said this. I just wanted to point to a couple of things. Q said, what if the UK government worked hand in hand with the Obama administration to sabotage the 2016 election? Data collection, voice, video, bugging, creation of a fake intel dossier using an ex-spy, Christopher Steele, co-sponsoring the insurance policy regarding the election. What if the intel masked penetrations to frame Russia? We talked about that previously. WikiLeaks Vault 7, the CIA program Umbridge, allowed them to leave digital fingerprints that could implicate another nation. Why does the UK government desperately want Julian Assange? Think source files, the more you know. So Assange has the goods that can sink the UK government. That is why they want him. Wouldn't be surprised if that is what the Senate Intelligence Committee is up to, if they're planning some kind of an operation to take down Assange. This next Q post is extremely long. I've broken it up into 6 parts so that people on Twitter can actually view it a little bit easier. In this part, Q says psychological projection, define conspiracy. And this is just the definition of conspiracy. A secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful. A conspiracy to destroy the government. Number two, the action of plotting or conspiring. Now, many people are arrested by the FBI for conspiracy. Conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit bank fraud. Conspiracy is really just a plan to commit an unlawful act. It is very strange that most of the mainstream media is calling Q a conspiracy when Q has never, ever come up with a secret plan or agreed to do anything unlawful. People who use conspiracy to describe Q don't actually know what conspiracy is. Now, Q goes on and says fake news definition. Fake news is collaborating and pushing knowingly false information. Fake news knowingly false narrative pushes. Here is the fake news. The mainstream media has been pushing the narrative that Trump colluded with Russia to win the election, knowing that he never did. They have said that Trump is a puppet to Putin, that Trump is going to do irreparable harm with relationships to our allies, that he's going to collapse the economy, he'll collapse the stock market, he's going to cause war with North Korea, he'll cause war with Iran, he'll destroy the world, on and on. And they all know those narratives are false. Yet they keep pushing them every day. That's why we call them fake news. Q pointed out that the mainstream media would rather see the talks with North Korea fail. They'd rather see North Korea peace negotiations fail, and the result would be war, than see the president resolve the North Korea issue. Scandalous media bias. Conspiracy? Collaboration? What are they hiding? Fake news media is not free and independent. Fake news media equals the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. Think about the WikiLeaks list of journalists who colluded with Hillary and the DNC in the 2016 presidential election. Long list. I think there's over 100 reporters. They want you divided. This is part four. They want you divided by race, by religion, by culture, by class, by political affiliation. Divided, you are weak. Together, you are strong. You, the people, have the power. This movement challenges their forced narrative. This movement challenges people not to simply trust what is being reported. It encourages you to do your own research and think for yourself. Q posted this, part five, research for yourself, think for yourself. Trust your own judgment. I mean, you know, most of us are Christians and we know that our trust is in God. But Q here is saying, when it comes to evaluating current events and news, you can trust yourself. You don't need someone else to tell you what to think. And that's what the mainstream media wants to do. This movement is not about one person or a group of people. We, the people. You are witnessing a full panic attack by the fake news media and the covert alt-media affiliates, foreign government. They cannot contain or defeat what they do not understand. Is any of this normal? That's a really good point, that they can't contain or defeat what they don't understand. Most of the critics in the mainstream media and the political pundits, they have no idea what Q actually is all about. They have never taken the time to sit down and research and look and think for themselves and try to understand what Q is doing. Therefore, they will have ineffective attacks upon us because they don't understand what they're fighting. Is any of this normal? Think about sealed indictments count. Think resignations of CEOs. Another CEO resigned yesterday from Pepsi. Think resignations of senators. Think resignations of Congress. We just had a congressman indicted this morning for insider trading. Think termination of senior FBI. Think termination of senior DOJ. Watergate times 1,000. Tax will only intensify logical thinking. Ask yourself a simple question. Why? Q. The question a lot of people don't want to ask. Q said last October, the corruption that will come out is so serious that deals must be cut for people to walk away. Otherwise, 70% of elected politicians would be in jail. You're seeing it already begin. Godspeed Patriots. And some waited too long for their crimes to get a deal, or their crimes were too serious, they couldn't get a deal. This was in December, Q posted. House of Cards, 12 deals rejected today alone. Panic in DC, trust sessions, enjoy the show. Q. So as I mentioned, Rep. Chris Collins indicted on insider trading charges. He won't be leaving Congress soon. Dianne Feinstein has all kinds of problems. And the issue with her Chinese spy is only the beginning. She has a lot more problems going on. These people should have gotten out of the game a long time ago, but, you know, they stayed in. This is a thread about Feinstein's history with corruption. It goes back decades, and it's pretty ugly. Switching gears, social media has been abuzz with news that Alex Jones' broadcasts have been yanked from Apple, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, and Stitcher. Q posted this, and it's a link. The bill that opened the door for Twitter, Facebook, Google, etc. to censor and control. It's 114th Congress. It is an anti-propaganda bill. Think Russian bots, think foreign propaganda, the more you know. The narrative that the president colluded with Russia to throw the election is being used for multiple purposes, in addition to being the pretext for illegally spying on candidate Trump. The puppet masters are using the same issue as a pretext to control and censor opinions on social media. This is just a short section from that bill, and to me, it spoke loudly. Just section number three here. One of the purposes for this bill is to develop and disseminate fact-based narratives and analysis to counter propaganda and disinformation directed at the United States and allies and partners. So they take issue with false or phony narratives, and they want the government to be in charge of disseminating fact-based narratives. Well, the question is, who decides what is fact? Do we, the people, decide what is fact, or does the government decide what is fact? Does the government have a responsibility to disseminate factual viewpoints to its citizens? Didn't Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union and Communist China distribute government-approved factual information to their citizens? Was that information factual? Wasn't it called propaganda? That is the direction that this is going in. Chris Murphy, who was in support of that bill, tweeted this about InfoWars. InfoWars is a tip of a giant iceberg of hate and lies that uses sites like Facebook and YouTube to tear our nation apart. These companies must do more than take down one website. The survival of our democracy depends on it. You mean they need to do more? They need to take down more conservative websites? Interesting. Don Jr., who I hope will be a future president, because there's only one troll on Twitter that's better than Don Jr., and that's Don Sr. Don Jr. said this, a Democrat senator openly admitting that big tech's censorship campaign is really about purging all conservative media. How long before big tech and their Democrat friends move to censor and purge Breitbart, Daily Caller, and other conservative voices from their platforms? Q posted this, digest and understand, and in quotes, foundation to support censorship against conservatives, link to a Reddit thread that mentions Lisa May Crowley, one of our buddies on Twitter, who is doing a great job fighting the anti-Q narrative. She did a thread, and this is kind of a convoluted thing, I'll explain it to you. She did a thread on Twitter, somebody commented on it, and that comment got posted on Reddit as on a thread. Q wrote, all in, blue wave, midterms. Their entire future depends on winning the majority in the House. So if the Dems can't win a majority in the House, they're going to jail. They have to get Trump out of office. It is their last-ditch effort. This is the link to the Reddit thread, and it's at Lisa May Crowley. Here we go. House Resolution 5181 was stuffed into the 2016 NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. On December 2nd, 2016, basically $160 million was set aside to pay alt-media journalists, among others, to spread disinformation to counter what they claim is fake news, aka the truth. This is why so many people flipped on Q. Suggestion here is that there's money that is funding people to attack true conservatives. Now, this was the tweet that was linked to that Reddit thread, and it's from Patriot with a Q. And he said, here we go, and this is just what you read in that previous thread. And going down a little bit further, the money, the $160 million that was appropriated in the National Defense Authorization Act, created an agency called the Global Engagement Center. It's part of the Department of State. This is a screenshot from their website. And as you can see, it says the Global Engagement Center is charged with leading U.S. government's effort to counter propaganda and disinformation. It was originally called the Center for Information Analysis and Response, but they changed the name to the Global Engagement Center. It just sounds a little bit nicer. Fortunately for us, the Global Engagement Center has gone nowhere and done nothing. This is an article from Defense One. Analysts are quitting the State Department's anti-propaganda team. Lack of leadership, lack of vision, lack of focus. They're just not really able to get together and do anything. This is an article down here from the New York Times. The State Department was granted $120 million to fight Russian meddling. It has spent $0. That agency has not been terribly effective, and there's probably a reason for that. Q posted this. We have GDP estimates in trillions of dollars. On the left-hand side, you have Canada, 1.8 trillion. France, 2.9. Germany, 4.2. Italy, 2.2. United Kingdom, 2.9. Japan, 5.2. The total is $19.2 trillion. All of those countries together have a smaller GDP than the United States, which is estimated at a little over $20 trillion. So Q said this, ask yourself, if U.S. GDP is greater than the total of all others combined in the G7, which allows us to negotiate from a position of strength, why would previous presidents knowingly and unequally distribute America's wealth away by making unbalanced trade deals? Why was America's wealth being distributed worldwide? Why was the American taxpayer essentially subsidizing the rest of the world? The American taxpayer has no equal anywhere in the world. Access to the American consumer, U.S. market, is essential for every major country in the world. America was systematically being weakened. Our military was systematically being weakened. America is back to leading. America first. This is what happens when the president has no strings attached. Q.
I mean, it's not a question of, I hope it changes. It's going to change 100%. And tariffs are going to come way down because people cannot continue to do that. We're like the piggy bank that everybody's robbing, and that ends.
And CNN, their takeaway from the elections yesterday was that Republicans should panic about the House and other takeaways from Tuesday's elections. And the president disagrees. He thinks the red wave is coming. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.